the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 24th of March, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today we have a few guests. With me is America's managing editor, Jeremy Pafford, senior editor, Tracy Dang, and senior editor, Tara Nurzada. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
As many of you listening may know, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers International Petrochemical Conference, or IPC, will be taking place in San Antonio, Texas, between Sunday, 26th of March, and Tuesday, 28th of March. IPC is one of the largest petchem conferences, and a lot will be at the forefront of the conference this year. Jeremy, could you start us off by talking a bit about the new administration?
Absolutely. One of the key topics, I think, going into this year is, you know, obviously we have a new president, a new administration that is viewed by many in the industry to be a little bit more business-friendly, a little bit more friendlier to petrochemical manufacturers. There's a lot of optimism in the industry in regard to that they feel like there's going to be some cutbacks on some regulations, that they feel like that is maybe held back some business or some of the profits maybe that they were looking for. Today, saw that the Keystone Pipeline was officially approved. Might actually get a little talk, people, you know, in general, just a good feeling about what the new administration might mean toward them. However, you know, there's some uncertainties around it too. We've seen stock markets gone up pretty well, but as we're recording this, they're supposed to have a vote on healthcare. Why would healthcare matter to us? Well, this healthcare vote is being viewed as a litmus test on whether President Trump's administration will be able to get major projects through. And if it doesn't go through, stock market might very well tumble pretty well, is what it's looked like. And it may not bode well for any of the other stuff that they want to do that could affect chemical companies, such as infrastructure deal, which would be huge for chemical companies. There's a lot of things that are going into this weekend, and a lot of questions still up in the air and how this is going to work. We're still just 2 months into this administration. It's been a very interesting transition and change over there. I think also of note is, you know, crude oil. Crude oil had ticked back up into the 50s and looked like, you know, some happier days were here again for a lot of people in that regard. However, it has dropped off again back into the 40s. And so there's still some uncertainty in that regard. And we've had some very interesting time, you know, crude oil has been relatively going a little bit higher. Some of our other chemical markets globally got very overheated for the first couple parts of this year, and that's tended to trend downwards and cool off a little bit, but we're still dealing with some of the effects of that. Some people that were making some chemicals in the world were making some pretty good margins at some point this year. But I'll let the senior editors here talk a little bit about their markets on that.
Delving into some of the more specific chemicals, Tracy, could you talk a bit on the olefins market?
Well, the big issue that's driving the olefins market this year has been supply. For the beginning of the year, you know, we were coming in, we were thinking that a number of crackers are going to come online this year, but depending on the delays of those startups and, you know, how well they run in the first couple of months after the startup, that's going to depend on, you know, what kind of pressure will be on the ethylene, propylene, butadiene markets. So coming into the year, we had a pretty relatively steady expectations. There were going to be two turnarounds scheduled for the first quarter. However, one of them took place sooner than expected. So participants were really prepared inventory-wise to kind of to be prepared for that turnaround. So you saw ethylene prices ticking up because of that, going up to as high as 38 cents a pound. Since then, you know, we haven't had any major production issues, and ethylene prices have come back down, getting ready to head into the March contract settlement that's going to happen a little bit after AFPM. We're looking at a drop of several cents a pound just because supply has improved. Now, that falling of prices is taking a little bit longer in the propylene and butadiene markets. Propylene just settled yesterday at an increase of 4 cents a pound, but some buyers have been pushing for smaller increases for the month because we have some derivative turnarounds that are happening. Supply in that market has been tighter than expected. I think there's been some delay of a new propane dehydrogenation unit that's coming online, and inventories have been going down. So we've seen some upward pressure on pricing just as supply has tightened, and also as derivatives have been running strongly to prepare for their upcoming turnarounds. Now that those derivative turnarounds are starting to take place, we're going to see some of that pressure ease, and April could roll over even fall. And then in the butadiene markets, of course, a lot of that's a lot more global than in ethylene and propylene, and Asia prices have been driving the uptrend and downtrend. Asia's crashed by $1,000 a ton in a month's time, and that's putting some downward pressure on the butadiene market. Even though domestic supply is a little tight right now, we've got a turnaround that's coming up, plants coming up after a turnaround at the end of the month, and also a number of imports coming in from Asia. And so we've heard nominations earlier in the week at a decrease of 17 cents a pound, and one came out this morning at a decrease of 12 cents a pound. That'll be an interesting market to watch as well.
Okay. And Taryn, in terms of monoethylene glycol and acetyls, could you mention a few trends that have been recent or upcoming?
Sure. So let me start with MEG. And interestingly, we're in between seasons for MEG. So the peak antifreeze season just wrapped up and the coldest weather is behind us. And also for the first quarter, most of the first quarter, we saw prices in Asia surge. And so there were a lot of MEG exports going to that region. But for the last few weeks, MEG prices in Asia has come down and the arbitrage has pretty much closed. So things have gotten a little slower with MEG. And now looking forward, we're going to be watching for the PET season picking up. And so going into summer, we expect PET demand into bottled beverages to go up. So that's going to be, you know, the main thing that's driving MEG moving forward. At AFPM, we'll probably be talking about turnarounds, you know, how supply could tighten. We're expecting some producers to take turnarounds for that. So that's one topic that we're going to be discussing. Going into acetyls, that one is a little more interesting. So, you know, basically the market is anticipating supply to tighten. We have one producer that's already started their VAM turnaround, and we're looking at another producer taking a big turnaround in April, which is going to impact acetic acid and VAM production. That seems to be the topic that everyone is focusing on, how supply is going to tighten and how prices are going to move up. Another factor is feedstock prices. You know, methanol spot prices have gone up considerably this year, almost double what they were last year. That's also something that the market has been paying attention to. So, you know, a lot of interesting things that are going on heading into the conference.
Perfect.
It's good timing for all these discussions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely is.
Well, thank you, everyone, for contributing to the podcast today. And thanks to everyone for listening. ICIS will be providing full coverage of IPC, so be sure to visit ICIS.com to keep up to date with those developments. And as always, be sure to tune into the next podcast.